The four men accused of illegal moose hunting inside Denali National Park are Charles and Derek Hart, Michael Barth, and James Riggs. Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Scrocchi says the hunt did not take place near the boundary of the park, as has happened in some past cases of illegal moose kills. The four men had made an agreement with an innholder, someone who owns private land inside the park boundaries.
In this case, the permission from the landowner was given to hunt that specific parcel of property, and the investigation documented two bull moose that were taken outside of that property.
According to a document made public Friday afternoon, one of the two moose was shot a short distance outside the private property by Derek Hart. The second moose was killed approximately 1/2 mile into Denali National Park. Both moose were hauled back onto private property to be dressed. Stephen Scrocchi says it wasn't until the hunters were on their way out of the park that they encountered rangers.
And what happened here basically was that the party was stopped on the park road because of allegations of speeding, and were interviewed as to the moose antlers that were visible on their vehicles. And that led to the Park Service to go conduct an investigation as to what they were told, where the moose were killed and under what circumstances.
That investigation involved the National Park Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. The illegal harvesting and transporting of the moose is a misdemeanor and could carry up to 1 year imprisonment and a $100,000 fine, according to Stephen Scrocchi. One of the suspects, Michael Barth, has entered a plea agreement that, if approved, will get him off with a much lighter penalty in exchange for a guilty plea. The other three men had not entered into plea agreements as of Friday afternoon. The announcement that the four men were being charged came on the same day that Representative Don Young sharply criticized the National Park Service and Forest Service for their restriction of land use by Alaskans. One of the issues Congressman Young mentioned was the inability to legally hunt in national parks. He's proposing a plan that would allow states to take over management of national parks within their borders. One of the accused in the illegal moose killings, James Riggs, was charged for a separate offense after federal authorities used a warrant to search his home.
During the course of the search of his home, there was a silencer that was found. That's a violation of federal law, as it was an unregistered silencer, so Mr. Riggs was charged separately by indictment with that offense, and that's a felony offense.
That felony offense could carry up to a 5-year prison sentence. No dates for the hearings were listed on the U.S. District Court website as of Friday afternoon. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.